14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
第二处，我们请翻开罗马书第三章。
The second verse will be in the book of in Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章，我们读二十五、二十六两节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 25 and 26.
耶稣，我想我们读二十三到二十六好了。
I think let's read from verse 23 to 26.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
我们再请翻开哥罗西书第一章。
Next, let's turn to the book of Colossians, verse 1, chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章，我们读第二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。
We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ.
最后，我们请读希伯来书第二章。
Lastly, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章，我们读第十跟十一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 to 11.
原来那为万物所属的，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things,and bring many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
We'll pause here, in terms of Bible. These are our verses for today.
开始我们之前呢，我们请先有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
Lord, we thank you for calling us on the first day of the week, which is the day of your resurrection.
我们能够一同聚在你宝座的跟前。
We are able to gather before your throne.
我们来读你宝贵的话语。
And we are able to read your precious word.
主，我们求你圣灵在这个时候就来解开你自己的话。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit may release, open up your word to us.
叫我们能认识到主，你就是道路、真理和生命。
That we may know your son, that we may know the Lord as the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着你，人不能够到父那里去。
Because we cannot go to the Father except through Him.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，你在十字架上为我们成就了救赎的工作。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and for accomplishing the work of redemption on the cross.
你为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And for opening up for us a new and living way.
让我们能够来到父的跟前。
So that we may come before the feet of the Father.
早晨这一点时间就求你圣灵来与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit may be with us today.
让我们一同在这里领受你自己恩典的话语。
That together we may be able to receive the grace of your word.
让我们能够认定基督就是我们的道路。
That we may know for sure that the Lord is our way.
我们来走在其中。
That as we walk on this path.
叫我们与父之间没有间隔。
You may remove all obstructions between us and the Father.
我们能够长时的来亲近父，来敬拜他。
We may come and draw closer and worship the Father.
我们把荣耀感谢归给你。
We give all glory and thanks to you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一次要交通呢，乃是主要讲到道路、真理和生命。
Brothers and sisters, today I'll be sharing on the way, the truth, and the life.
那刚刚我们所读的圣经呢，在约翰福音十四章第六节那里讲到。
In the verse we read before in John 14:6,
主耶稣说：“我就是道路。”
Jesus said, "I am the way."
在英文里面呢，他在这个道路之前有一个定冠词。
In the English translation, before the way, there's an article. The
就是讲到他就是那一个唯一的道路
，which means that he is the way, the only way.
并且讲到他是唯一的真理。
In other words, he says that he is the only truth.
并且讲到他是唯一的生命
，and says that he is the one and only life.
所以主在这里不仅讲到人必须借着他才能够来到父的面前。
The Lord says that we can only come before the Father through Him.
父乃是唯一的真神。
Because the Father is the one and only true God.
他创造宇宙的万有。
He created all things in the universe.
他主宰这一个万有。
He has dominion over all.
人因着犯罪的缘故
because of man's sin
人与神之间有一个极大的间隔
man and there became a huge gap separation between man and God
人因为罪的阻隔不能够来到神的面前
because of the separation of sin between man and God man cannot come before God
但是主在这里他告诉我们
But here the Lord tells us,
现在只有唯一的一个方法
Right? Currently, there is only one way, one method.
就是借着耶稣基督
That is, the only way is through Jesus Christ.
他是唯一的道路
Because Jesus Christ is the only way.
真理
He's the only truth.
生命
And the only life.
所以这一次啊，我在主面前有一个负担呢，就是我们来交通这三个方面。
So I've had this burden before the Lord to fellowship and share on these three things.
那今天我们主要首先来交通道路。
So today I want to primarily share on the way.
那道路这一个问题呢，我想啊，今天在这个地上
So this question of the way, I think it's a question for us on earth today.
我们可以常听到福音朋友这样讲。
We often hear our gospel friends say this.
各种不同的宗教呢，他们有各种不同的认识。
They have various understandings of all kinds of religions.
也许各种宗教呢，他们有不同的认识，但是都可以来到神的面前。
They may say that they have different understanding of different religions, but that all these religions lead to God.
主耶稣 在这里却很清楚明白地告诉我们。
But here the Lord tells us very clearly.
他才是唯一的道路。
That he is the one and only way.
宗教乃是基本上都叫人啊遵守他们一套的教导。
A religion usually is basically telling their followers to uphold a set of doctrines.
他们啊要人怎样在啊遵循这些教导成为一个好的人。
Religion tells these their followers how to become a good person by upholding these statutes, these doctrines.
他们劝人为善。
They want people to become good.
并且呢有啊好的行为能够有功德。
Their logic is, you do good, you will have, you will receive good.
然后借着这些功德呢你就能够来到神的面前。
And through this doing good, you're able to come before God.
所以宗教基本上都是承认人啊是有一些瑕疵有一些不好。
But overall, religion tells us that all people are imperfect.
但是呢你可以借着你的啊努力借着我们所教导给你的这一些啊教导呢你可以变好然后你可以跟神有一个恢复正常的关系。
Religion also claims to allow us to come before God by doing good works alone.
但是在圣经给我们的启示里头
But as according to the revelation given to us through the Bible,
神已经明白告诉我们人与神之间的间隔乃是因为罪所带来的。
God has told us clearly that the separation between him and us is wrought by sin.
罪如果没有得到解决人与神之间就没有和好的可能。
So if this problem of sin is not resolved, there's no way that we can be reconciled to God.
而罪并不是能够靠着人好的行为去解决这个罪的问题。
And sin is not something that can be blotted out by our own good works.
因为人本身已经完全受这个罪的玷污。
Because man has already been corrupted by sin.
当我们在那里想要行善的时候，我们所行出来的，即使是善，里面仍然带着罪的本质。
Even when we try to do good, and we do good on externally, the work in and of itself still has sin.
所以这些善来到神的面前，就如同破烂的衣服。
So all these good works before the Lord are like filthy rags.
所以神不能够接受人所谓的善而来啊，认为人的善行可以在神的面前得蒙悦纳。
So God cannot accept these good works done by us.
所以圣经给我们指出一个救法。
So the Bible gives us a way of salvation.
就是借着神的儿子耶稣基督成为我们的救赎。
And that is to accept Jesus Christ, his son, as our savior.
那我们刚刚去读这个约翰福音，对不起。罗马书第三章的时候
When we were reading Romans chapter 3
罗马书第三章那里讲到世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
Romans says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God
那在那里我们因着神在耶稣基督里面为我们所预备的救恩
Because of the salvation that the Lord has prepared for us in Christ.
神设立了耶稣基督作为我们的挽回祭。
God has set Lord Jesus Christ as our propitiation.
我们知道, 当在旧约的时代,
and we know that in the Old Testament,
有罪的人要来到神面前的时候,
when sinners want to come before God,
他们需要借着一只没有残疾的羊羔或者是祭牲,
they need to bring a sacrifice that is unblemished and perfect.
把这只羊羔宰了, 借着他的血, 把人的罪呢遮盖起来。
And then as they slaughter the sacrifice, this lamb, the blood represents the covering of the sin.
人才能够来到神的面前。
Only after this can people come before God.
那这是借着羊羔的血, 把人的罪遮盖起来的时候, 人暂时 可以回到神的面前与神有交通。
After the shedding of blood of this sacrificial lamb, man could temporarily come before the Lord and fellowship with God.
但是来到了新约的时代,
but as we come into the New Testament,
我们知道, 旧约所有的祭牲所指的就是这一位神的儿子。
We know that all of these sacrificial animals in the Old Testament are pointing to Jesus.
主耶稣来到地上,
the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上,
and was crucified on the cross for our sins.
他的血洗净我们一切的罪,
and his blood has washed away all of our sins.
所以在神 安排定义的救法里面，不是借着人自己的行为。
So according to God's plan, His plan of salvation, it is not through the action of man,
乃是借着神的儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
But it's through the saving work of His Son Jesus,
借着人的信,
and through the faith of the people.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他借着这个玛利亚，童女玛利亚,
and through the Virgin Mary,
能够来到地上成为一个人。
Jesus was able to come to this earth and live as a man.
他不是借着亚当的后代而来。
He didn't come through the line of Adam.
所以主耶稣 是从圣灵怀孕，他是没有罪来到地上。
But came through the conception of the Holy Spirit, and he's without sin.
只有借着这一位没有罪神的儿子，他的宝血才能够洁净我们。
Only through the blood of Jesus, who is without sin, can we have salvation.
那在圣经里面告诉我们，
In the Bible, it tells us this.
神借着他 成为我们的挽回祭,
that through Jesus Christ becoming our propitiation.
什么叫做挽回祭?
But first, what is this propitiation?
挽回祭就是神重新把我们这一般堕落的人挽回过来。
The propitiation is the renewing, the getting back of us who had fallen away.
而这一个挽回 需要付出极大的代价。
And this getting back, this redemption of us requires a huge price.
因为罪的关系, 这一个代价必须要有人来付。
Because this cost of sin needs to be paid by someone.
那这个付代价不是我们罪人可以付。
And this price, this cost, not something that we sinners can pay.
因为我们罪人顶多只能够付我们自己罪所带来的结果。
Because all only thing that we can accomplish is the product of our own sin.
那人能够重新回到神的面前，只能够借着他的儿子那一个宝贵的血来接近我们。
And the only way for us sinners to return to God is through the blood of His Son Jesus Christ.
所以他就成为我们的挽回祭。
So the Lord has become our propitiation.
那这个挽回祭呢,
and this propitiation, this sacrifice for us,
在神面前, 他付了极大的一个代价,
is a ransom, a cost that has been paid.
就着人这一面来说，我们只要存着一个简单的信心。
But for us, all we need to do is have the simple faith.
我们就能够来到神的面前。
You have the simple faith and come before God.
主耶稣基督在十字架上2000年前所流的宝血。
The blood that was bled from Jesus' body, who was crucified on the cross 2000 years ago,
它是永远有功效。
Well, is forever in effect.
今天任何一个罪人来到神的面前，
so that any sinner that comes before God,
愿意接受耶稣基督是神的儿子，
any sinner who is willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God,
并且他的宝血能够洗净我们的罪，
and accept the reality that his precious blood can wash away our sins.
当我们这样接受的时候，
when they're able to accept this,
我们就能够在神的面前称义。
Then they are reckoned as righteousness before God. As righteous before God.
他的宝血就能够洗净我们一切的罪。
The Lord's precious blood is able to wash away all of our sins.
我们重新就能够与神和好。
And we are renewed, and our relationship with God is renewed once again.
这样在罗马书这里讲到，一面来说，神是公义的。
In the book of Romans, it tells that the Lord is righteous.
因为罪的工价就是死。
And the Lord is righteous and just, and the price of being, and this righteousness demands a death for sin.
罪必须要受到他该有的刑罚。
Sin must be dealt with accordingly.
如今是借着耶稣基督神的儿子承担我们所该受的刑罚。
And today, the sin has been dealt with by the Lord Jesus taking on our sin.
所以我们啊，在神这一面来说，他的公义因着耶稣基督的流血舍命，他的公义得到满足。
So the righteousness of God has been fulfilled through His Son Jesus Christ.
他可以赦免我们。
And He is able, He can forgive us.
就着另外一面来说，我们这一般有罪的人，
On the other hand, we as sinners,
因为我们接受耶稣基督宝血的洁净，
because we accepted the cleansing power of the blood,
我们就可以坦然来到神的面前。
We're able to come boldly before our God.
我们也被称为义，
and we have been reckoned as righteous.
我们的称义不是按着个人的行为。
And this righteousness of ours is not because of our own actions or works.
乃是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
But through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是唯一的道路。
This, that He is the only way.
并且呢，圣经告诉我们，我们不仅罪得赦免。
Moreover, the Bible tells us that it's not just that our sins are forgiven.
我们如果来看罗马书第八章的时候，
So we can, if we look at Romans chapter 8,
我们在耶稣基督里的人就不再定罪。
That those of us who are in Christ are no longer condemned.
这是在第一节，当我们去看第二节的时候，就讲到，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
So that was chapter Romans 8:1, but if you look at Romans 8:2, it says, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
我们信主耶稣基督的人，不仅我们的罪得到赦免。
Those of us, we who have believed in Christ Jesus,Not only have our sins, sins forgiven,
并且我们能够脱离罪和死的律。
We are also able to be set free from the law of sin and of death.
什么是罪和死的律？
What is the law of sin and of death?
罪呢？罪的律乃是讲到我们不该做的我们去做。
The law of sin speaks to this. We do things that we should not do.
律法底下呢，告诉我们你可以做什么事，你不可以去杀人、偷盗、奸淫、 贪念别人的钱财等等，这是不该做的事。
The law tells us what we are not allowed to do, such as kill, murder, stealing, lying, etc.
但是我们活在这个罪和死的律底下的时候，因为亚当的罪性在我们的里面，所以我们不想做的事我们却常常去做。
We have the nature of Adam, so as we are under this law of sin and death, we do things that we don't want to do.
这是罪的律。
This is the law of sin.
什么是死的律呢？
Now, what is the law of death?
死的律是讲到很多事情在律法底下，我们该做的我们却做不来。
Law of death is speaking to us about the things that we are required to do under the law, we are unable to do.
这是一个死的律。
This is the law of death.
我们没有能力去做。
We don't have the ability to carry out things of the law.
你比方讲，在律法底下有许多的规条，我们必须要去遵守。
There's many stipulations and requirements under the law that we are required to uphold.
我们要去爱我们的父母。
We have to love our parents.
我们要去爱我们的邻舍。
We have to love our neighbors.
我们要去爱神。
We have to love our God.
很多的时候，我们想要去做，并且我们知道这是好的，但是我们却没有能力。
We know this is all good, and many times we try to do all these things, but then we find out that we are unable.
人犯罪了以后，我们都落在这个罪和死的律底下。
Because all of us who are sinners have fallen under the law of sin and of death.
即使在今天啊，再好的宗教
，even it doesn't matter how good a religion or religious system is.
许多的宗教都是劝人为善。
Because all these religions are trying to make people good people.
你要积功积德。
You have to store up good works for yourself.
问题是我们的天性是在这个罪跟死的律底下。
That's what they tell us, but the fact of the matter is we're under this law of sin and of death.
不想做的我们偏偏去做。
We do things that we do not want to do.
我们该做的我们做不来。
And we're unable to do what we want to do, what we ought to do.
这就是一个罪人的光景。
This is the condition of the sinner.
但是当我们信了主耶稣之后，
But once we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们不仅能够罪得赦免，
Not only are our sins forgiven,
我们今天能够活在生命圣灵的律底下。
We are able to live in the law of the Spirit of life.
生命的灵住在我们的里面。
The spirit of life dwells within us.
这一个生命乃是神儿子耶稣基督神圣的生命。
This life is this holy, sacred life of our Lord Jesus.
这一个生命，当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，我们同时有这个生命在我们的里面。
We receive this life the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus.
这一个生命在我们的里面能够让我们活出神那一个神圣的生命来。
This life that has been given to us, put within us, allows us to live out this holy life.
在旧约讲到，神要把这个律法刻在我们的心板上。
In the Old Testament, it says that God wants to carve His law onto the tablets of our hearts.
他的成全就是借着这个生命圣灵居住在我们的里头。
The perfection of us as children was through the spirit of life and the Holy Spirit.
过去这个做好人积功德做好事呢，是外面的事情。
Storing up good works, doing good things is an external thing.
你必须要凭着自己天然的力量去达到外面的这些要求。
These external things require you to rely on your own ability to reach the standard.
弟兄姊妹，这不是很苦吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this not bitter work?
所以宗教徒实在说来是活在非常苦的一个光景里头。
So those who are very religious are living in very bitter conditions.
但是这个生命圣灵的律今天在我们的里面。
But this law of the Spirit of life today is within us.
当我们里面有这个生命圣神的话在我们的里头。
Since we have, when we have the Spirit of the life and God's Word in us,
我们里面就会有一个渴慕呢，去达到那一个要求。
Something within us starts to long for reaching that standard.
并且呢，借着圣灵，他会赐给我们力量。
And we know that through the Spirit, He will give us strength.
让我们达到神所要的要求。
The Spirit will give us strength to do what God requires of us.
这是基督徒我们所得着最宝贵的地方。
This is the most precious thing that we Christians have.
那我们知道，当我们信主的那一刹那，
we know that the moment we believe in Jesus,
我们与神的关系呢，重新被恢复。
Our relationship with God is immediately reconciled.
每因着有这个生命的关系，
and through this relationship of life.
我们很自然称天上的神为我们的阿爸父亲。
It becomes natural for us to call out to God as Abba Father.
并且圣灵也证明我们是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit also proves us to be God's children.
今天许多的人都认为他死了以后都可以上天堂。
Many people in this world today believe that they will go to heaven after they die.
但是当你来到天堂的门口，天使在那里问你一句话。
But when you come before the gates of heaven, the angels may ask you one question.
你怎么知道你可以进这天堂的门呢？
How are you so sure you can enter the gates of heaven?
在这个《天路历程》这本书的里头，
In this book, Pilgrim's Progress,
他讲到了，
The author says this.
这个天路客呢，他来到天堂的门口，他拿出一张受浸的证明书。
This pilgrim in this book comes before the gates of heaven and takes out this receipt of his baptism.
我信了耶稣，我受浸了，所以我可以进来。
And he says, with this receipt, it shows that I have been baptized into the, and I'm saved in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
弟兄姊妹，这只是一个表明而已。
But this is only just a item.
不是那一张受浸的证明书。
It's not an actual receipt or confirmation of that baptism.
当你来到天堂的门口，他看你里面是不是有耶稣基督的生命。
Because what really counts is when you come before these gates of heaven, they will look to see if you have the life of the Lord Jesus within.
你有基督的生命在你里面，你自然就能够进这个天堂的门。
If you have the life of the Lord Jesus, you will naturally be able to enter.
所以不是每一个人都能够进天堂。
So it's not everyone, not everyone will be able to enter into heaven.
只有信耶稣基督是我们救主的人。
Only those who have believed the Lord Jesus to be their Savior.
这是这一面。
So this is that aspect.
但是就着今天我们信耶稣基督的人来说，
But so for us today, we who are believers,
我们已经可以享受来到父面前的福分。
We can already enjoy being in the presence of our Father.
就着希伯来书第十二章啊，第十章十九二十节告诉我们。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20,
我们因耶稣基督的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
We have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
是借着他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
It's by a new living way which he inaugurated for us.
借着他的身体，通过幔子，这幔子就是他的身体。
He inaugurated this for us through the veil that is his flesh.
所以因为我们有这个生命，
because we have this life,
我们能够在圣灵在这个生命 灵的里头，我们来到父的宝座跟前。
We have the Spirit of life, so enables us to come before the throne of God.
在旧约的时代，大祭司一年一次只能借着血进入至圣所来敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, the high priest can only enter the Holy of Holies, holy place, once a year only.
但是如今我们这一班因着耶稣基督宝血所拯救的人。
But for us today, through the work of Lord Jesus Christ and His blood,
我们在灵的里面。
We can be in the Spirit.
在这一个生命的里面。
And be in His life.
我们随时可以来到父的慈恩宝座前。
And anytime come before the throne of God.
我们求连续蒙恩惠做我们随时的帮助。
We often ask for mercy and grace to be with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的福分。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a blessing.
我们是不是常常能够取用这个恩典？
But do we often call on this blessing?
这是主耶稣已经为我们开了这一条道路。
This is a way that the Lord Jesus has opened for us.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们每天每个时刻，我们都能够啊，很自然的来到父的跟前。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that each and every one of us will come before the Lord every moment of every day.
接受他的恩典
，and to accept His grace.
与他有交通
，and have fellowship with Him.
不要再像我们还没有信主的时候一样
，so that we may not live as if we were unbelievers.
我们远离了神，是一个浪子在外面流荡。
As if we were wanderers outside, separated from God.
这是主他在恩典里面已经为我们做成。
This is a grace that has already been accomplished by our Lord Jesus.
但是这一个我们刚刚所讲的，完全都是神在耶稣基督里面为我们做成的一切。
What I've talked about thus far is everything that the Lord Jesus has done within us.
他为我们开了这一条道路。
He has inaugurated for us this way.
感谢神。
We thank God.
接下来我们来讲到这个道路还有另外一面。
I would like to go deeper into what this way means. There's more depth to it.
神所做成的在圣经里面都是讲到客观的一面。
What God has accomplished and written in the Bible is an objective reality.
然后圣经也同时强调我们在这一条道路上的行走有它主观的一面。
The Bible also says that as we walk upon this objective path, we have a subjective side to it.
我们需要在这个主观的一面走得好，走得正的时候，我们才能够真正得着来到神面前那一个属灵的实际。
Only when we are walking rightly and correctly on this path in our subjective experiences, only when we do this correctly are we able to enter into the reality of God.
那这个属灵的实际第一个方面乃是让我们看见在圣经里面讲到一个非常重要的原则。
So this reality, this spiritual reality tells us in a very important principle.
彼得前书第一章十五十六节那里说到。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, 15 and 16,
也许弟兄姊妹，我们这几处的圣经，我们需要一起来看一下。
Perhaps we should all turn to these verses and read through them.
第一章我们先看十五节。
So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, You shall be holy, for I am holy.
我们再请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's also turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章二十二节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 22.
但如今他借着耶稣基督肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
圣经多次提到，当圣徒要来到神的面前，我们仍然要维持那一个圣洁。
The Bible tells us repeatedly that saints who want to come before God who is holy must also be holy.
你知道当神把以色列人从埃及领到西乃山下的时候
Do you know this? That when the Lord, when God led the people of Israel to the foot of Mount Sinai,
他在那里告诉以色列人说你们要成为一个祭司的国度。
God told the Israelites that you will become a nation of priests.
A kingdom of priesthood.
A kingdom of priesthood.
然后成为一个圣洁的国民。
And become a holy nation.
圣洁在神的面前是一个与他的本性相符合的情形。
Being holy is being in line with the nature of God.
所以神召聚以色列人来到他面前的时候，他要他们是一个圣洁的国度。
So when God calls the people of Israel before him, this people are a holy people. Holy kingdom.
所以圣洁呢，这一件事情在神的面前是维持我们跟他有一个正常的关系。
So this holiness, this state of holiness is what maintains our relationship with God.
为什么神在西乃山下之后呢，他首先就开始颁布律法给他们。
Why did God disclose the law to the Israelites at the foot of Mount Sinai?
律法的目的是什么？
What is the purpose?Objective of the law.
弟兄姊妹，我们读很多旧约圣经。
Brothers and sisters, I know we've read through many passages in the Old Testament.
我们知道神与以色列借着摩西与他们立约，就是律法。
We know that the covenant that God has made with Moses and the Israelites is the law.
律法的目的到底是什么？
But what is the purpose of this law?
律法乃是预备神的百姓成为一个圣洁的国民。
The purpose of the objective of the law is to equip and perfect the people of God to become a holy nation.
所以里面讲到与神的关系。
So in it, it speaks of the relationship with God.
他们必须要完全承认神是独一的真神。
They must confess that God is the one and true God.
把自己完全奉献给神
and give themselves completely to God.
律法也讲到与人的关系。
The law also speaks of the relationship with other people.
他们一面不能与偶像有来往。
On one hand, they're not allowed to interact with idols.
并且与人的关系是一个圣洁的关系。
Because the relationship between God and man is a holy one.
并且他们借着他们的饮食食物他们所接触的东西表明他们的圣洁。
This holiness was represented through the things they ate, the things they eat, they ate or didn't eat, or through the things they did.
所以整个律法乃是预备以色列的百姓成为一个圣洁的国民。
So the entirety, the purpose of the law is to equip and perfect the people to become a holy people.
这样，这一位圣洁的神就可以住在他们的中间。
Because only then can this God, can God who is holy, dwell amongst them.
这个就是整个 出埃及记的故事。
This is, in a nutshell, the story of Exodus.
你从出埃及记第十九章开始往后读的时候，你就看见，首先是讲到律法。
From Exodus 19 onwards, you'll notice that the first thing it talks about is the law.
先把以色列百姓预备好了以后，
only after you have prepared and fully equipped the people of Israel.
25章开始才讲到建造会幕。
Only after that, in chapter 25, it talks about the tabernacle.
所以弟兄姊妹，神在旧约的心意，今天来到新约没有改变。
So from brothers and sisters, the purpose, the heart behind the Old Testament to the New Testament has not changed.
神一面来说，他在基督耶稣里面已经借着他的宝血使我们成为圣洁。
On one aspect, the Lord, the God has already made us holy, sanctified us through the blood of His Son Jesus Christ.
这个，你比方讲在格林多前书前书第一章三十节那里讲到。
Just as it says in 1 Corinthians,
神在神使耶稣基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
That in 1 Corinthians it says that the Lord Jesus has become our wisdom, our redemption, our salvation, our righteousness.
圣洁这一个字呢，在圣经里面，特别在新约圣经里面，圣洁跟成圣。就是 sanctification 跟 holiness 出是同一个希腊文的字根。
The word holiness and sanctification, in the Bible comes from the same, Greek root.
所以有时候讲到成圣，有时候讲到圣洁。
So sometimes, you'll see holiness, sometimes you'll see sanctification.
那我们这班一蒙恩得救的人，我们就被称为圣徒。
So we who are sinners saved by grace are saints.
所以在书信的里面，对于写受信的弟兄姊妹都是讲到圣徒。
So the writers of the letters in the Bible are writing to saints. They call their readers saints.
感谢神呢，在基督耶稣里面，他已经把我们做成是一个圣洁的国民。
We thank the Lord that He has already made us into a sanctified, a holy people.
但是神要我们真实地活出那一个圣洁的光景。
But God wants us to live out this holiness within us.
客观的经历呢，都是神在基督里做成的。
This objective experience reality has already been accomplished in Jesus Christ.
我们只要在信心里面接受，我们就能够享受神所做成的。
As long as we are able to accept in faith, we are able to enjoy all that God has accomplished.
主观的经历必须要我们人这一面来负我们该有的责任。
In our personal experiences, in our subjective walk, we need to be responsible.
这一个跟我们将来在国度里面得奖赏有关系。
Must be responsible in our walk so that we will be so in order for us to receive our reward in the kingdom.
所以我们首先认识到神是圣洁，所以我们也要圣洁。
So first we must recognize that we must be holy because God is holy.
那人这一面就是我们这一面，我们必须要负起这个责任。
But as humans, as man, we must take responsibility.
那这一个责任呢，在圣经里面也多次的提到这一个责任。
And this responsibility is talked about in various places in the Bible.
你比方讲，我们看一下希伯来书第十二章。
For example, Hebrews chapter 12,
十四节。
Verse 14, Hebrews 12:14.
他说：“你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见神。”
Says, pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord.
就这一面来说，我们可以存着坦然无惧的心来到至圣所。
In other words, we can come boldly before the come boldly into the holy of holies.
但是就着 实际的光景来说，我们必须要维持在一个圣洁的光景当中。
But from, but we still realistically have to maintain this state of this condition of holiness.
因为这里讲得很清楚，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Because it says, without sanctification, no one will see the Lord.
并且这个是要我们去追求。
In other words, this is something that we must pursue.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，我们必须要在我们的生活上去追求这一个圣洁。
In other words, brothers and sisters, we must pursue this sanctification in our daily walk.
那我们去追求这个圣洁从哪里开始呢？
But where do we start on this pursuit of sanctification?
我们当然是根据神的话。
Of course, we must go by the word of God.
在约翰福音那里第十七章讲到一件事情。
In John chapter 17, it says this.
主耶稣他要复活升天的时候，
That on the day the Lord ascended,
他特别向父有一个极深的祈求。
He had this earnest prayer towards the Father.
主要回到父那里去。
The Lord was returning to the Father.
他没有把我们马上就跟他一同回到天上去。
He did not take us immediately up with him.
他把我们留在地上。
He left us here on the earth.
但是他在父面前有一个祈求。
But before the Father, he has this earnest prayer.
他求父用真理使他们成圣。
He asked the Father to sanctify them in truth, in the truth.
主耶稣说，你的话就是真理。
And the Lord Jesus says, your word is truth.
并且主说，为他们的缘故，我自己分别为圣。
And Jesus says, as you sent me, I have sanctified myself for their sakes.
并且也叫你的真理使他们成圣。
That they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
所以主的话是我们成圣的啊这一条道路。
So the word,God's word is our path to sanctification.
所以我们今天圣徒在地上的生活，我们需要走在这条成圣的道路上。
So as saints walking and living on this earth, we must tread on this path of sanctification.
那什么叫做圣洁成圣呢？
Well, what does this sanctification and holiness entail?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹是不是会有跟我过去同样的一个想法。
I'm not sure if any of you will think the same way that I did in the past.
我只要不犯道德上的罪。
In the past, I thought, as long as I don't commit anything immoral,
或者我只要不犯这一个世上法律的罪。
As long as I don't commit any crimes according to earthly law,
我就着世界的标准来说，我是一个好守法的好公民。
I can call myself a good law-abiding citizen.
我就着人的眼光来看，我是一个有道德的人。
And through the eyes of everyone around me, I would be seen as a moral, virtuous person.
这样我就是圣洁的人。
And then I thought myself to be a holy person.
是这样吗？
Is this really how it works?
或者说仅仅只是这样吗？
Or is this merely it?
我们来看一下圣经带领我们怎样走这一条圣洁的道路。
Let's see how the Bible tells us how we ought to walk this path of sanctification.
我们请看一下以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
圣经在这里，以弗所书第四章，我们从十七节一直看到第五章，我们就会发觉一个原则。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17 all the way through chapter 5, you'll notice this one principle.
他首先把我们这一个人之所以不圣洁的光景呢，先把我们点出来。
It first identifies and exposes this unholiness within us.
所以17、18、19这里就讲出来。
So in verses 17, 18, 19 it says this，
他说我说且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
So this I say, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind.
他们心地昏暗，与神所赐的生命隔绝，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪心种种的污秽。
And they having become callous,have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
所以首先乃是讲到我们心跟灵里头的那个败坏被罪玷污的光景。
So first in these verses, it exposes the corruption, the fallen nature within us.
然后因着这些罪性在我们的里面所产生出来的罪行或者种种的污秽。
It also speaks of all the various sinful acts and corruption that is brought by our sinful nature.
感谢神呢，他不仅洗净我们的罪，并且呢，他在我们的生命里面已经给我们一个新的生命。
We thank the Lord that He has not only removed sin from us, He's also given us a new life.
所以我们往这个圣洁的道路上，我们去啊，开始过一个圣洁的生活的时候呢，首先他开始讲到他的话，他的真理，那其实呢，就归结在一个人的身上，就是耶稣基督的身上。
But as we're walking this path of sanctification, the truth, this holiness, everything can be summed up into one person, that is Jesus Christ.
所以二十节到二十四节，他那里就开始讲到我们是学习基督。
So in the following verses 20 to 24, it talks about how we ought to imitate Christ, learn Christ.
学习基督在这个观整个圣经给我们看见，他就是我们所学习的对象。
The Bible says that we learn Christ as Christ is our object.Of learning.
保罗说你们要效法我就像我效法基督一样。
Paul says be imitators of me as I'm an imitator of Christ.
这个对着哥林多比较属肉体的弟兄姊妹，他们对主的话领会可能比较迟钝一点。
For the Corinthians who live more or less in the flesh, this word that Paul said to them may have been received slowly, not as quickly.
所以他们即使不能够明白主所讲的话呢，他们看到保罗的榜样，他们也可以学得来。
So Paul instructing them that if you cannot see the spiritual reality, then imitate me then.
但是对着以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他们属灵的光景好，他们能够领会属灵的事，保罗直接告诉他们你们要学习基督。
But to the Ephesians, Paul knows that they're more spiritually sound. So Paul directly tells them to learn Christ.
但是我们如果继续往后看的时候，你就看到他教导我们这个学习有一些次序。
But if we look on further, we realize that this learning of Christ has a process. There's an order to it.
首先的次序呢，我们就看见呢，他刚开始讲的时候呢，他就是开始讲到我们这些明显的这些败坏的天性所显出来的，我们开始要靠着圣灵的能力去把它改正过来。
So the first part of this process is that after our sinful nature is exposed, we must repent and move on from them, change them.
我们开始要讲这个学习之前呢，有两件事情我们要声明一下。
Before we can talk about this learning of Christ, there's two things I must emphasize.
能够学习基督是因为我们有基督的生命。
We are able to learn Christ because we have Christ's life within.
如果没有基督的生命， 没有人可以学习基督。
Because without the life of Christ, you cannot learn Christ.
感谢神，我们都有这个生命。
And I thank the Lord that all of us has this life of Christ.
重生得救的人都有这一个生命，我们才能够学习基督。
Only those who have been born again in Christ can learn Christ.
第二个，在旧约里面，律法是外面的。
The second point is that in the Old Testament you see that the law is external works.
在新约，这个学习乃是一个生命里面本质的一个反应。
But in the New Testament, it's about an inner reaction, an introspection, a reaction from within.
让我们里面看到主这一个话。我们就知道我们不应该这样做。
We realize from within, when we see God's word, what we ought not to do.
并且我们向主祷告，圣灵会加力量，把我们这些缺点改正过来。
As we pray, we believe that the Spirit will give us strength to repent and leave behind these sins.
那关于圣灵是能力在我们的身上做那更新变化的工作，圣经讲了很多。
The Bible has mentioned multiple times, many times, how the Spirit works within us to change us and renew us.
那通常圣灵的工作的法则，首先乃是按着恩膏的教训在我们里面教导我们。
The Spirit teaches us through the anointing.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
Because the Spirit, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他把主耶稣所讲的话重新在我们的里面启示出来。
The Spirit reveals the Word of God that we have already read.
让我们能够明白，哦，原来就是这个意思。
The Spirit helps us to understand the true meaning of God's Word.
这是神所不喜悦的。
It tells us what God is not pleased with.
神要在圣灵里面把我们这个天然的老我钉死在十字架上面。
The Spirit is working to put the death on the cross, our sinful nature.
所以恩膏的教训是圣灵常常在我们的里面借着膏油借着感觉来提醒我们。
So this teaching, anointed teaching, is the Spirit teaches us through His anointing.
那我们学习在顺服的里头。
So when we're learning obedience,
圣灵就会带出那个能力，定死我们这个天然败坏的本性。
The Holy Spirit will enable us and put to death our fallen nature.
所以十字架的工作是必须的。
So that is the work of the cross, which is necessary.
我们如果顺着圣灵而生活，我们就能够在灵里面得到更新。
If we walk according to the spirit of life, we will be renewed.
所以十字架的功课在这一个成圣的道路上是极重要的。
So the work of the cross is of utmost importance on this path of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果认识这两个原则，
Brothers and sisters, if we are able to recognize these two principles,
我们就能够走在这条成圣的道路上。
We will then be able to walk on this path of sanctification.
所以刚开始的时候，从以弗所书第四章开始呢，他就开始讲到你比方讲这个要说诚实话不要去偷窃并且讲话的时候要这个说造就人的话，不要让圣灵担忧等等。
So in the beginning of chapter 4 of Ephesians, you see that it tells us not to steal, to be gentle, be humble, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
然后又讲到淫乱的事情，淫词妄语，嬉笑的话都不相宜。
Then he talks about all the things that are not pleasing to God, such as joking around, gossiping.
这个在第五章。
Oh, sorry. This is
第五章
in chapter 5, sorry, beginning yeah, chapter 5.
第五章, 比如说, 第四节,
in verses 4 and 5, it says, let there be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse dressing, which are not fitting.
换句话说, 圣灵, 在我们每一个人的身上带领, 它基本上都是按着同一个原则。
So, in other words, how the Spirit leads us, each and every one of us, is by the same principle.
我们每一个人, 天然人都有许多, 啊, 这些不好的缺点。
Our natural man has many defects.
首先这些明显的缺点呢, 圣灵, 很快地光照我们, 当我们愿意顺服呢, 这些很快就慢慢会被对付掉。
The Holy Spirit revealed to us all these aspects of our fallen nature, but once He reveals it to us, He will lead us slowly, gradually away from them.
但是不仅这些呢, 可能, 啊, 会影响到我们在这个世界上做一个好公民, 在人面前做一个有道德的人而已。
But this may not, this may affect how we walk and how we live on this earth and how others perceive us.
主还要更深的在十字架的光景当中继续带领我们对付我们。
So this is not, God doesn't just want us to seem good to others, He wants to lead us deeper into the truth.
你比方讲开始讲到我们要做一个光明之子。
First, it tells us that God wants us to be children of light. We must be do good, be honest, and righteous, and just.
你比方讲，我们又开始讲到我们要爱惜光阴。
It tells us that we must make most of the time.
对，这个在十六节这里。
It says in verse 16 of chapter 5, making the most of your time.
爱惜光阴, 这是个人的事情。
Making the most of your time, this is a personal prerogative.
你可能一个很有道德修养的人, 但是你不一定是爱惜光阴的人。
You may be a very ethical, moral person, but you may not be someone who is making most of their time.
但是这关乎在你在神面前是不是圣洁。
This is concerning. This concerns your holiness before the Lord.
你可以在家里下班回来躺在沙发上看电视看一个晚上。
You may be someone who comes home and becomes a couch potato all night.
然后你可以打电动玩具在那里玩一个晚上。
Or you may be playing video games all night.
或者你可以回家继续做你的工作做一个晚上。
Or you may go back and continue to work all night.
或者你可以花一个周末跑去百货公司shopping一个下午。
Or maybe you go on a shopping spree on the weekend.
或者你可以上网看这世界的新闻从美国看到亚洲从亚洲看到欧洲又看回来美国。
Or maybe you spend your time watching news reports from all over the world.
在这世人的眼光当中, 这正常的事情。
In the eyes of the world, this is a very normal.
在神的眼光, 你没有圣洁。
But from God's perspective,
你没有把自己,
you're not sanctified.
完全归给神。
You have not given yourself wholly to God.
你浪费光阴在地上。
You are not making, you're wasting the time that, your time on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们, 知道神的圣洁的标准是一直在我们心的深处来启示我们。当然，我们是一步一步随着生命的长大，神在我们身上的对付会越来越让我们看见。Even
though we're growing, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is constantly telling from the depths of our hearts, that this matter of holiness.
那基本上我们是学习基督。Plainly
speaking, we are learning Christ.
借着他的话,
through His Word,
借着圣灵的工作,
through the work of the Spirit,
我们在属灵的真道上, 我们越过越圣洁。
On this spiritual path of truth, we are becoming more and more sanctified, more holy.
很多时候, 为什么祷告不蒙垂听呢?
Why does it seem that sometimes when we pray, it's not listened to?
因为我们的生活, 造成与神之间有一个隔绝,
because there is this gap, separation between us and God.
这是很严肃的问题,
this is a very serious problem.
我们常常有一个, 欺哄自己的心,
sometimes we try to comfort ourselves. Oh, we deceive ourselves.
我们祷告神一定听,
we say to ourselves, God is definitely will listen to us.
神可能听到,
God, of course, hears us.
但是因着我们生活, 在神面前不圣洁的关系, 神不回答我们。
But the God holds back from responding because of our lives, if they're not holy.
因为神看重的是我们这个人,
because God looks at us.
更看重他要给我们所成就的任何事,
and looks at all the things he wants to accomplish in us.
他要我们在他的面前是一个对的人,
God wants us to become a righteous person.
这样神的恩典才能够借着我们流露出去,
only then can the grace of God flow freely out from us.
所以这是, 我们 在主观的经历上来到神面前的一个重要的路。
So this is an important path that we must take in our own personal walk.
所以, 我们被预备好圣洁, 我们读到希伯来书第二章那里就很清楚告诉我们。
And being sanctified, this matter, we can see in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews.
他在那里, 刚刚我们一开头所读的,
Hebrews chapter 2 that we read in the beginning.
那一位为万物所属为万物所本的, 要领许多儿子进到荣耀里头去。
It's written, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, and bring many sons to glory.
所以, 当我们在地上与神的圣洁一同有份的时候, 与基督的圣洁一同有份的时候, 他荣耀的工作在我们身上做成。
When we partake in the holiness of Christ, the work this God's glory will be accomplished within us.
他这里讲得非常好, 使就他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
It continues saying, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
主耶稣十字架上的苦难, 好像需要我们这一般人的配合, 才能够达到一个完全, 换句话说, 完全满足神的心意。
Christ's suffering on the cross seems to call for us to join him. Only then, when we are joined and united, can this be perfected.
并不是说主十字架的救恩不完全,
I'm not saying that the work of salvation is incomplete,
而是达到神那个完满的旨意呢, 我们人需要, 付上我们该尽的本分,
but that in order to fulfill God's purpose, we must give our all.
他说, 因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都出于,
for both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father.
保罗在, 这是讲到我们主耶稣将来带领我们, 一同进入那个荣耀里头。
This speaks of the day when the Lord Jesus takes us together with him into glory.
甚至连保罗服侍的人, 他也有同样的心思。
Even those that Paul was serving have the same mind.
我们看一下罗马书15章,
look at Romans chapter 15.
15:16节。
Romans chapter 15, verses 15 and 16.
我们读15章最后面就好了。
We'll read the very last part of
15. 他说因神所给我的恩典,
says, because of the grace that was given me from God,
叫所献上的外邦人因着圣洁圣灵成为圣洁可蒙悦纳。
So that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable. sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在地上一生的劳苦服侍, 他盼望圣灵能够在我们身上做成那一个圣洁的光景, 在神的面前得着悦纳。
Paul's life work was out of this hope that we may all become sanctified and holy before the Lord.
当我读到最后末了这一段话的时候, 我就有一个感觉呢,
I had this feeling when I read the end of these verses.
主耶稣不仅是我们的道路,
Lord Jesus is not only the way, our way.
并且呢, 旧约有一幅的图画, 当 摩西带领着以色列的百姓 来到西乃山下, 来到神的面前。
We have this picture in the Old Testament of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt and to the foot of Mount Sinai.
他是元首,
He is the author.
He's the head.
Oh, he's the head.
带领着以色列百姓
Moses was the head and led the Israelites out of Egypt.
同样的大卫,
and also David, King David.
他把以色列百姓这样分散的光景, 一同集中在神的面前。
He reunited the scattered condition of the Israelites before the Lord.
大卫这一个王, 把整个百姓带到神的面前。
And through King David, all of Israel was led to God, before God.
今天耶稣基督也是一样,
Jesus is the same today.
过往的年日, 这些神所用的仆人所预表的,
the servants of God in the past, what they represent,
今天主耶稣把我们召聚在他的名下, 把我们一同带到神的面前,
is showing that today we are all being called by God to His presence.
一面他把我们做成圣洁,
in one hand, He will sanctify us, make us holy.
另外一面, 我们人的本分, 借着圣灵的工作, 在神面前成为圣洁, 然后被引到神的面前。
We will also be sanctified, and our works be sanctified, and be brought before the Lord.
所以这个, 耶稣基督是我们的元首, 也是我们, 啊, 在走这一条道路, 要持定的一个原则。
Jesus Christ is at the same time our head and also the holiness itself.
所以, 我讲我就, 简单的交通到这里。
So this concludes my sharing for today.
我们
Let's have a word of prayer.
主我们, 把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we give and trust these words into your hands.
主啊, 实在, 若不是你圣灵在我们的心中开启我们,
Lord, if you did not open our hearts,
那我们, 在圣洁上与主一同有份。
We would not know that we have a part in the sanctification.
让我们, 不仅感谢你, 你已经把这个圣洁做在我们的身上。
We thank you that you have already started doing this work of sanctification on us.
并且让我们能够去追求, 活在主面前的圣洁。
May we pursue this life of holiness before you.
好叫, 主真是能够在我们的生命中居所位。
Pray that you may have first place in our lives.
我们一同借着他来到父的面前。
And we come before the Father through him.
我们把这些话交托给主。
We entrust these words to
谢谢你,
you, our Lord. Thank you.
更多的在往后的年日上面来制作我们。
May you continue to work on us in the days ahead.
来开启我们。
And open us.
让我们真是按着主的心意, 来过一个陶铸喜悦的生活。
Lighten us on your will that we may live a life pleasing to you.
叫你的名在我们个人身上, 家庭中, 教会中得到荣耀。
May you be glorified in our personal, in our family, in our church lives.
我们把荣耀感谢归给你。
We pray, give all the thanks and glory to you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.